Get ready to be lifted to a higher dimension as you listen to this prophetic and practical teaching. Your life will never remain the same. The entrance of the word brings light. So get ready for a fresh word that will bless and encourage you. And now, here is your teacher.
John chapter 1. I like to read verse 10 to verse 12. Jesus said, "The words that I speak to you, they are spirit and they are life. When God is with a man, things will begin to move around that man to show the presence of God. Some persons have gone through stagnations in their lives. You have been known for a particular name for a long time. God is about to give you another name. You have been known for a particular situation for a long time. And you know, no man ever gets satisfied with being at the same place for a long time. If you drive the same car for 15 years, even though the car is still moving you from one place to the other, you will get tired of the car, through all of us. Amen. You get tired of the car because you will know the car so much so that even when you close your eyes, you know where all the seats are. So nothing excites you anymore. God is dynamic. That means he changes his methods. He never changes himself, but he changes his methods and his approach so that every man will be able to enjoy the things that he's doing. John chapter 1. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, but the world knew him not. This is the dilemma of the people that are looking for transformation. This is the only challenge with those that God will be bringing his message to. The Bible says he was in the world. The world was made by him, but yet the world didn't know him. He made the world, but yet they didn't know him. And let me say this to us. If light cannot replace darkness, then you don't need light. If life cannot replace death, then there is no use for life. If blessing cannot replace a curse, then you don't need a blessing. Because the difference that light brings into the world of darkness is the improvement on the lives of people. He was in the world. The world was made by him. Yet the world didn't know him. And there are people like that today that are enjoying the blessings of the Lord, and yet they don't know the giver of the blessing. They are enjoying the provisions, and yet they don't know the provider. The only problem we are going to have with God on the journey to receiving his blessing is that we don't know him. And if you don't know him, what he gives to you will not last in your life. Because it takes the knowledge of the giver of the goods to maintain the goods. The world didn't know him. Verse 11. He came unto his own, and his own received him not. My prayer for you is that you will not reject him. Is that you wouldn't push him away from your house. He came to his own. He came knocking. He came begging. And yet they received him not. But I bless the Lord for verse 12. The scripture said, but as many as received him. As many as received him, to them he gave the power. To them he gave power. He didn't give them checks. He didn't give them money. He didn't give them houses and vehicles. But he gave to them power. Because when you have custody of power, you can have everything. free all that thing. He gave them power. Those who received him, he gave them power to become. To become means to change. To become means to be creative. To become means to bring to come to pass. To become mean, to create something. He gave them power to become the sons of God. In other words, when they came, they were not the sons of God. Those who received him, they didn't receive him because they knew him before. They didn't receive him because he had blessed them before. They didn't receive him for any good thing he did to them. They received him out of their own volition. They received him thinking that there is something good about this man we may not have met before, but let me receive him. But as soon as they received him, he handed to them power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. So transformation begins from the point of receiving him. Praise the Lord. And I said here, no man ever met God complete. Write it down. Don't forget it. I'm going to explain. No man ever met God complete. Amen. Genesis chapter 2, verse 7. Then the Lord God formed the man from the dust of the ground. And he breathed into his nostrils the breath of life. A man became a living soul. The Bible says he formed the man. In other words, the head was there. The eyes, the nostrils, the hands, the lungs. Everything that will make you see something and call it a man was already on that man. But yet, until God did something, the formed man was not complete. Amen. The Lord God formed man from the dust of the ground. Now notice that man was already formed with all raw materials deemed fit and necessary by God for that formation. However, man was just a formed man and nothing more. At this point, after the ground in your Bible, at that point, he was just a formed man. Nothing more. He has been formed, and so what? You have eyes, and so what? You are educated, and so what? He has been formed. You are married, and so what? You have a job now, and so what? That is a formed man. That was all. He had nothing more. He had eyes, he had mouth, he had legs, head, nose, intestine. Just like every other created thing had. And there are people who are only operating at this level of life. The level of the formed man. The level of what? Can I hear you, everybody? The level of what? The formed man. Some people are only operating at that level today. The level of the formed man is a good level, of course. Praise God. It's a good level. Eyes, nose, mouth, beautiful set of teeth. Beautiful set of legs, beautiful pair of hands, everything is just okay, beautiful color. That's a formed man. And I said here, the formed man may be well educated, the formed man may be well articulated, well connected, well sized, well shaped, and well located. Yet, he is still very empty and very miserable. That's the level of the formed man. He is formed. He has education, but he's still miserable. If you have not seen before, I've seen professors that are miserable. I've seen medical doctors that are miserable. I've seen professional nurses that are miserable. I've seen engineers and architects that are miserable. So in case you think, if I can just get education, it will be okay. I've seen educated people, but they are poor. Educated, but they are begging from the illiterate. He is a formed man. You have certificates, and that's all. Good grammar, that's all. Good connection, that's all. Born into a good family, that's all. Born from a good background, that's all. But there is still some measure of emptiness in your life. There are still things that your certificate cannot do for you. You are hungry. You can't pay your children's school fees. But when you look at your certificate, it is written there, first class. And yet it's not enough to put food on your table. When you speak English here, people would think that you were born in America and bred in the United Kingdom. But yet the good grammar can't afford you anything. You have gone to people that you know. There are people that know everybody, but yet when you meet them, there is no sign that they even have a relationship with such people. You have an uncle who is a governor, who is a minister of the Federal Republic, who is a commissioner. You have a great relationship with a great politician who has money. And everybody seeing you around him think that everything is okay with you. But there is no one day that anything good has ever come from that man to you. And you are wondering, why is it like that? The reason is because you are still at the level of the formed man. Until he breathes on you, your good has been formed. And if you are putting at the level of being formed, you won't go far. But look at what the Lord did. And after he formed the man, the Bible says, he breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and that man became a living soul. From being a formed man, he became a living soul. That's what we are talking about. Turned into another man. He was formed, and people would have thought that he was okay, but they didn't know that there was one thing inside of God, that if God will put it inside of him, he will become better than he was formed. My prayer for someone listening to me today is that the way you came out from your mother's womb, may that not be the same way that you are going to end your life. That you won't end only being known as an educated pauper. He is the first graduate in this community, but he's the only one that is still living in a thatch house. Praise God. A formed man. But I like God. God said, I won't leave him at this level. I need to turn him to another man. And the another man dimension was becoming a living soul. And for him to become another man, there is something in me. You know, one day Moses said to God, he said, you have showed me all your mercies. You have shown us all your miracles. Before our eyes, you opened the Red Sea. Before our eyes, you brought manna from heaven and we ate. Before our eyes, you brought waters out of the rock. Before our eyes, you fed us with meat in the wilderness. Lord, I need you to show me your glory. Lord, there is something about you that I am yet to see. And if I don't see that, my life will not become everything. After you have gotten all you want to get, what next? If all your concern is how to go to school, after you have gone to school and come out, what next? If all that concerns you is to get married, after you are married, what next? Are you not aware that marriage is not the pinnacle of success? That there are those who fasted and sowed seed and made several sacrifices to marry, only to get married and discover that they were just being launched into another dimension of problem in their life. And some of them will begin to wish they never got married. Some of them will begin to say, even when I never got married, my life was better. But that is what he fasted for. That is what she sacrificed everything for. But getting into it, thinking that was going to be the settlement for his life or her life. But she didn't know that that was another dimension of trouble. I've told us before that for every new level, there is a new devil. And it takes only God to make a man new. And I have no doubt in my heart that those listening to me in these four Sundays of the month of September, somebody was begging before the month started that at the end of the month he will be looking for who he can give help to. You didn't say that amen like somebody that is believing what I'm saying. It's because you have not seen a miracle before. But even if you have not seen a miracle before, you are going to see one very soon. Oh, you don't know the God I'm talking about.
He can move things to your frontage. He can bring the miracle to your veranda and say, let it happen here.
And I speak to you today by the anointing of God, that same God, he never changes in capacity, in power, and in ability. That same God is turning someone here to another man. Hey, you need to be different from who you used to be. That someone will see you and say, I saw you 3 months ago, but when I saw you 3 months ago, you were not like this. What has happened to you? I'm talking to a woman here that your stomach is still very flat now, and nobody knows anything, but in 3 months' time, you'll be changing from skirt and blouse to a flowing gown, and when they ask you, will say, the Lord has remembered me. And the Lord breathed into his nostrils. The bigger work was to form him. Listen to me. It's not easy. If you were a child and played the kind of play I played like a child, you would know that one of the things we did as children was to use clay and mold human beings. Some of them, when we finish it, we nickname it. This one is mommy. This one is daddy. And then we mold our elder brother. We never molded ourselves. Praise God. So just either mold my elder brother or my elder sister. The people that have got ahead of us is the people we can mold. So we create them. And you will agree with me. Or sometimes you use clay to mold cup. You will agree with me by that while you are trying to do the bottom, the handle is breaking away. And you will pick the handle and try to add water. It's not easy to do the forming. So God took time and molded the leg, formed the body, and yet the man was not complete. So you can spend 15 years doing a thing, and yet it doesn't look as if you are having result. But when divinity breathes its breath into your nostrils, it doesn't need to take 5 days. It doesn't need to take 6 days. Just 1 second. He breathed into his nostrils the breath of life. Oh my God, whatever you have for me inside of you, let it be released to me in the course of this program. Oh my God, whatever you have for me, whatever you have for me, oh God, the things you have for me that can change me from a crying woman to a laughing woman. Oh God, whatever you have for me that can change me from a beggar to being a giver, whatever you have for me, Lord, let it be delivered. For David, it was the head of Goliath. For David, it was the head of Goliath. The day he grabbed the head of Goliath, the change started coming. The Bible says from that day, women composed a song in his name, and they say Saul has killed his 1,000, but David has killed his 10,000. On that same day, the king asks Abner, who is this young boy? And the man said, I don't know him. The king said, go and find out who is he. And when David came, he said, I am the son of Jesse the Bethlehemite. From that day, the king didn't allow him to go back home. He stayed on the palace from that day. You are just 1 step from where you will enter, and your address will change. And I speak the word of prophecy to you, that the hand of God will push you there. Oh, come on. The hand of God will push you there. The hand of God will push you there.
You may be well shaped, but still out of shape. You may be well sized, but still oversized or undersized. You may be tall, but still not tall enough. You may be connected, but still meeting with frustration. Until you meet God, you have not met your completeness. And this meeting is a meeting where men will meet with God. Moses said, show me your glory. And God said, no man has ever seen my face and live. And Moses said, Lord, I insist, show me something. And God said to Moses, there is a place by me. No man knows it, but there is a place by me. And I will put you there and make all my glories to pass before you. and then you will see my back. And God took Moses and put him in the cave of the rock. There is a place that when you enter, your name may still remain your name, but your stature will change. Your name may still remain your name, but the way people call it will change. Your name may still remain your name, but the way people will begin to look for you will no longer be the same. I prophesy to 10 persons that are hearing me today, in the name of the Lord Jesus, your color may not change, your language may not change, but your life is going to change for the good. Your life is going to change. Somebody help me shout, I receive it. Shout it and let your neighbor be disturbed, I receive it. Help me preach to 2 persons. I am turning to another man. I am turning to another man. Yeah. Hallelujah. Adam had everything available in him at creation. But still there was something left to be done to make him different. Or simply put, to make him another man. Different from what was formed. And that could only have been done by God. You can be different from the background you were born into. Your result can be better than those of your contemporaries. Your result can be different from those of your relatives. And I'm trusting the Lord that you will no longer look like your village people. That your result will no longer look like the result of your village people. Are you hearing me? A lot of time when pastors come here, they say they don't believe that Akwa Ibom person is the pastor of this church. They say Akwa Ibom people used to do small things. Praise God. Now listen. I'm trusting the Lord for you that you will not look the way that your community people look. When they see, they say, don't mind him. He comes from Mbano. That's how Mbano people are. They say, don't mind him. He comes from Ikorekwene. Ikorekwene people don't grow tall. They say, don't mind him. He's a man from Abak. Abak people, they always stand behind. Listen to me, it's not a matter of change of name. Because I used to know a man who used to answer Adam. And people started telling him, because you are answering Adam, that's why you are always behind. And he went and changed his name. And his name now is Adaiso. And yet he's still behind. It's not about the name that you are born. It's about the spirit that is coming upon you. And I decree that a new spirit is coming upon you today. Come on, a new anointing is coming upon you today. It will change everything around you. It will change everything about your life. Am I talking to you? Can I hear your loudest amen? Help me tell your neighbor, it is me pastor is talking about. It's me. It's me. It's me. It's me. Pastor is talking about me here. If you believe it, rise to your feet and shout aloud, amen. Only God can achieve this in a man. Results will change. I say results will change. Results will change. Friends will come. Neighbors will come. Classmates will come. It doesn't matter where you are now. God said, I will turn you into another man. That when you get home, finish your project, people will be asking, who owns this house? They say, we don't know. And another person will introduce the owner and say, the owner is the son of so-so-so person whose father died so-so-so years ago. You remember that person that they never regarded them. And they will argue within themselves and say, there is no way he can own this. Only for them to see you driving and open the door of your house and enter. And let me say this to you, anyone that will try to kill you, that person will die. You don't like my prayer, you are too holy. You are too holy, you don't like my prayer. I say you don't like the prayer, you are too holy. But one thing I know, that God will change my status. Hallelujah. I've been changed.
I've been changed.
In the presence of the Lord, I've been
free.
Delivered.
Delivered.
And in your presence, Lord,